What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Ukrainian Women Are Dopey As Fuck. For those of you don't know, dopey means a person can easily be taken advantage of, duped, mistreated, abused, and so on. Now, a lot of you guys on MGTOW TV have been telling me, yo, Amr, what the hell are you talking about, saying that Ukrainian women actually care about their virginity? They're the biggest whores on the planet. They are the most single mothers. They have the highest divorce rate in Europe. You know, they're all on Pornhub. And I'm gonna explain to you why that is so in this video. Hopefully you guys can hear me with all this noise in the background. You see, guys, because Ukrainian women are so dopey, and I'm gonna tell you what I mean. I've seen like hot Ukrainian women making out with guys we'd refer to as incels back in America. I've seen hot Ukrainian women going out with much older guys, and no, they were not prostitutes. You can always tell a prostitute, okay, guys? So the problem with Ukrainian women, because they are so dopey, they don't understand their SMV. They don't understand their sexual market value. So this is why Ukrainian women go out with incels, they go out with old creepy dudes, they go out with bad boys or a bunch of ancient niggers. It's because they are just too damn stupid to know any better. I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again. Ukrainians are the niggers of white people. This is why Ukrainians have been murdered by the millions, you know, throughout recent history, because other white people don't care about the Ukrainian people, because again, Ukrainians are the niggers of white people. So the people here are simple-minded. Their women are also simple-minded. And this is why the women are easily duped into relationships where they are beat, okay? Guys, a lot of these relationships, a woman gets physically abused. A lot of these Ukrainian women out there, they get physically abused in relationships because they are duped by guys who are toxic, guys who are abusive, and usually the average relationship here in Ukraine lasts about 2.5 to 3 years, and eventually the girl realizes that this guy is an alcoholic, he's abusive, you know, he's taking her money. Because a lot of Ukrainian dudes, when they realize that, hey, my girl is making money, I can stay home and take her money. So I've said this in another video and I'm gonna say this again. This war was the best thing to ever happen to Ukrainian women, okay? As you guys can see, ain't no war going around in Lviv. Yet, 3+ million women left Ukraine and they took their children along with them, because those women actually did that to leave their abusive husbands, okay? Guys, do your own research on the internet, because I researched this myself, okay? A psychologist said, the reason why a lot of Ukrainian women left, not because of the war, but because they wanted to leave their abusive husbands and start all over again. So Putin, like I said in my last video, Putin has done more good for Ukrainian women than anybody else have. So not only were Ukrainian women able to leave this country with their children legally, but A, their men can't go after them, and B, the Ukrainian government is not going to issue an Interpol arrest for them leaving the country because, you know, it's wartime. And then on top of that, with like 500,000 men dead or maimed, now you got Ukrainian women in the workforce. So all of that known, guys, what ends up happening here is that Ukrainian women are winning. They're also beginning to wise up a little bit, okay? This is why I'm telling you guys, feminism in Ukraine is gonna be really bad in the near, might be really bad in the near future. You guys have to understand, Ukraine is a dirt poor country. But if Ukrainian women realize that, hey, I can work two jobs a day, 12 plus hours, 6 days a week, and I can actually live good with myself, by myself, why the hell would I need a man for, you know? So, and that's exactly what's happening. I see a lot of young Ukrainian women going into the workspace because they don't want to be at the mercy of abusive men. And quite frankly, you cannot blame them. I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. The smart Ukrainian women's, the smart Ukrainian woman, they are the ones who go into prostitution and escorts. Because I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. 95 out of 100 times, a Ukrainian woman is going to be in a relationship that Nagasaki, Hiroshima, black pill, truth of the matter is, she's going to be too good for that relationship. All right, guys, I'm at my favorite bakery. I got to get some bakery. I can't help it, guys. I know it's bad. Bye, Kuyo.
Конверты с маком. Папа, до хати 54 гривні, 35 копійчик. Дякую.
Гарного
дня. Пробуйте ще до нас. Добрий день.
Добрий день.
Що
давати? Я американець. Один. Один.
Окей?
Так. Добрий?
Секунда.
Дякую.
Добро бачення.
Добро бачення.
God bless Ukraine, guys. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh, shit. Damn it. Dropped it in the dam. Ugh. Dropped it in the freaking garbage can, but that's okay. Still good. Give me a second to finish all this off. I bought this. Obviously, it was a bigger piece. I bought this for exactly 95 cents. Like, half of it is in the garbage can. I got the other half in my hand. But that's okay. You know, I don't want to eat on camera like a pig. Here, enjoy the scene. I'm telling you guys, walking around buying food like this, pastries from a bakery, especially when you know it's freshly made, I'm in heaven, dudes. This is what I love about countries like Europe, even Latin America. Whether I'm in Mexico, Colombia, you can walk around, buy stuff like this. You know, in Latin America, they got donuts, they got other stuff. So they may not have the same type of European pastries, but they got good shit over there. You really can't do this shit back in America. God, it's so good, guys. Good thing about Europe, they accept credit cards for everything. No minimum down, no minimum payment, no surcharge. It's kind of the same thing in Latin America, but some places in Latin America will do like cash only, or they'll tell you, hey, you gotta have a minimum order. But that's okay, guys. It's all good in the hood. I'm gonna finish this one off before we get back into the video. This is actually an important video for you guys. By the way, guys, I'm walking in the bike lane. See? Bike lane. Don't want to get ran over. You know, a lot of guys here, they do like Uber Eats and Clovo and other delivery companies. You know, their version of DoorDash, I guess. They do it on bikes. They do it on those Lime scooters. They do it speed walking or running. So this is why you don't want to be walking in the bike lane. Because, you know, you might get ran over, you know. almost had that happen a couple of times. All right. The irony is, I'm eating this while I'm going to the gym. It's a 5 kilometer walk to the gym, another 5 kilometers back. I'm gonna get on the treadmill, God willing, for another 5 kilometers. And then at night, add another 2 or 3 kilometers walking around at night. So if you guys do the math, I burn like 10 miles a day. You know, I walk like 10 miles a day. And I speed walk on the treadmill because I don't want to fuck up my knees. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, Ukrainian woman being so dopey and easily taken advantage of, manipulated, is that the Ukrainian woman now, they're wisening up and they're saying, hey, what the fuck am I gonna do with a man? All he's gonna do is abuse me, get me pregnant, beat me, take my money, and just make my life a miserable hell. So, a lot of these women out there, they're not going to get into relationships, okay? And you can't blame them. Again, the smart Ukrainian woman, like the smart, hot Ukrainian woman, they get into prostitution, they get into escort services, they get into arrangements like that, okay? Now, you guys need to understand this and understand this really good, okay, guys? Understand this really good. And this is why I divorced my Egyptian wife, okay? Once a woman becomes alpha widowed, you can no longer rewrite the imprint. That means the alpha male who cummed in her pussy and threw her in the garbage can, she is forever bonded to him. This is why God in the Torah says, if a woman and a man have sex outside of marriage, they must be married. Okay? So the guy who cummed in my wife's pussy, even though she claimed to be, you know, a virgin, good Muslim, you know, praise Jesus, the guy who cummed in her pussy, he should have married her, yet he threw her in the garbage can, and this nigga, that's me, I come along, right? I was that nigga. You guys don't want to be that nigga. Trust and believe, the guy who imprinted her probably was laughing his ass off when he saw me wifing her up, you know? And that's why, less than a month later, we were divorced. Like I said, guys, she hid all this stuff from me, guys. I didn't know I was getting married to a fucking prostitute slash hooker slash, you know, alpha widow, you know? She did the whole hijab, you know, good Muslim girl, read the Quran, pray 5 times a day. This is why I tell you Muslim guys out there, don't ever go back to the old country and try to get a woman from there. They're gonna lie to you up and down, side to side, all day, every day. And you're not gonna know any better, guys. You really won't. Anyways, so when a woman becomes alpha widowed to the point where she cannot recover, that's when that woman becomes a prostitute. At that point, guys, and I read about this stuff yesterday, you know, I was researching why Ukrainian women are prostitutes. And one of the main reasons, according to a Ukrainian psychologist, why Ukrainian women are world-renowned prostitutes, it's because they've been alpha widowed in a relationship so bad that they want to get numb to the fact that they want to get men out of their brain. So what do? They go out, they become prostitutes, they sleep with as many men as they can. Kind of like when a woman breaks up with a dude, she goes out on a being a whore spree, you know, sleeping around with as many guys as possible just to get that dude off of her mind. That's exactly what prostitutes do, guys. They go out and they become lifetime prostitutes because they can't help it, you know. They've been so alpha widowed by the bad boy who cummed in her pussy that they can't help it. They have to become prostitutes, you know. They are what I refer to as FIDs. You know, a FID stands for forever damaged, okay? So, you guys out there watching this video, if you want a Ukrainian chick, which I do recommend, by the way, you know, special shout out to the man inside on MGTOW TV for referring to Ukrainian women as fuckranians, and yeah, they really are fuckranians. You gotta stick your dick in her pussy before she gets damaged, okay, guys? Once a Ukrainian girl, or any girl for that matter, gets damaged, she is a fed, forever damaged, and there is no going back. That's it. Put a fork in it. That woman is forever damaged, okay? So, if you are a young, good-looking, MGTOW dude, you got your life together, you know, you got money, you're not a fucking alcoholic, you're not abusive, then come out to Ukraine, guys, okay? You guys have to understand, Ukraine is a big country. Ukraine is actually the biggest country in Europe, okay? The two major cities in Ukraine are obviously Kyiv, the capital, and Lviv, where I am. I was talking to a Ukrainian girl. She's married to an American dude. She told me that Ukrainians... She told me that Ukrainian women who want to take their life to the next level, okay? They go, depending on the region they're in, if the Ukrainian girl is in the western side of Ukraine, like Ternopil, where she's from, they go to Lviv. If they are in the middle or eastern side of the country, meaning they're closer to Russia on the other side, then they go to Kyiv, okay? Now, obviously, the girls who come to Lviv, they come to Kyiv, eventually, they're gonna get corrupted and they're gonna get damaged, okay? Like John, the Filipino guy in MGTOW TV says, you gotta stick your dick in their pussy before they get corrupted and or damaged, okay, guys? So, the good news about Ukrainian women being so dopey is that, again, they're easily manipulated, they're easily duped, they're easily taken advantage of. Now, if you and I do that, that's a good thing. That's good for us. that's good for them, you know? And another thing, guys, is that it's okay to mistreat Ukrainian women, all right? Let me explain. Okay, when I say mistreat Ukrainian women, I don't mean like beat the shit out of them. I don't mean like steal their money. I mean mistreat them. For example, that girl at the American pub that came on to me yesterday, I blew her off like she was an ancient bitch. Do I care? No, I don't care. You know, I'll go back to that pub. If I, you know, if she approaches me, cool. If she doesn't, oh well, I don't care. See, you guys need to understand this and understand this good, okay? Don't you dare simp for Ukrainian woman. Again, Ukrainians are the niggers of white people. Will any of you guys simp for Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra? Of course, you will never ever simp for Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra. Then why the fuck are you gonna simp for a Ukrainian woman? I mean, look, dudes, Ukrainian women go out with incels. They go out with old ugly dudes. They go out with abusive men. They go out with alcoholics. You know, they get, you know, over 50% of relationships in Ukraine, the woman is physically beat. Okay? So this is what Ukrainian women like, guys. Ukrainian women like to be mistreated, okay? They love it. Okay? At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, the number one reason Ukrainian women get divorced is not because they're being abused by their husbands. It's because of financial reasons, okay? So if you're a good-looking American dude, you got money, you can mistreat a Ukrainian chick all day, every day, and she'll love you for it. Now again, when I say mistreat a Ukrainian chick, I don't mean like beat the shit out of her, steal her money, abuse her. I'm talking like treat her like dirt, you know? So that's the thing that I wanted to end this video on, guys. Don't ever simp for Ukrainian woman, okay? This is why everybody wants a Ukrainian wife. It's because you can literally walk all over Ukrainian woman, okay, guys? You just have to be able to get to them before other dudes damage them. You guys need to understand, this is a poor country, guys, okay? Women don't have much, even guys here don't have much opportunities, okay? The average salary for somebody coming out of a college trying to work in their career is about $200 to $300 a month until they can prove themselves after, you know, half a year or a year, you know? I mean, think about it from a Ukrainian girl's perspective, you know? Let me go to college. Let me work a job I hate 10 hours a day, 4 or 5, maybe 6 days a week, and at best make $800 a month at best. Or I can get with this MGTOW guy over here making $1,500 a month, and at any time he can be like, hey bitch, let's go, you know, let's go to Egypt, you know? Listen, guys, I can take any Ukrainian girl in T-minus 4 hours, she can be snorkeling in the Red Sea in Egypt. Now, of course, we have to take the bus from here to Warsaw and then hop on the plane from Warsaw to Egypt. But think about it, dudes. How many of these Ukrainian women out there are gonna go to Egypt or Latin America or even leave Ukraine? How many of them are ever gonna do that, right? Not that many. Again, when it comes to IQ, guys, Ukrainians are down at the bottom, you know? Like somebody on MGTOW TV said, there's a reason why Hitler wanted to exterminate Slavic people, you know? So, even though for me, Amr Metwali, it's perfectly fine to like mistreat Ukrainian women, at the end of the day, they got some good genetics, dude. You know? Blue eye, blonde, white, tall. All I want from a Ukrainian chick or a fuckranian like man on the inside on MGTOW TV says, all I want from the bitch is her genetic makeup, really. So this is what I'm saying to you guys out there. Looks max, money max. As you guys can see, the nasal folds are coming back because the fillers last like a year and a half. You know, I already made an appointment with my doctor in Merida. Also, my doctor said a facelift would be perfect for me. But a facelift is going to cost me about $7,000, you know. But, yeah, guys. If you guys are getting up there in age, your face looks old like mine, facelift is the way to go. So, a full facelift in Merida, Mexico will cost you about $7,000. If you guys want to know the doctor I'm seeing in Merida, PM me here on MGTOW TV and I'll give you his contact information. He does all sorts of plastic surgery, okay? He's the guy who took out my cheek fat pads. He's the guy who corrected my lopsided lip up here. So whatever type of facial surgery, even liposuction, shit like that, he does it all, dude. So at the end of the day, guys, as long as you're a good looking dude, you got your money right, you will do super well in Ukraine. You guys, again, can't stress this enough. These women, again, I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, okay? I've seen model-like women go out with Ukrainian guys who are bona fide incels, okay? At the end of the day, guys, one of the main reasons that the divorce rates are so high here in Ukraine, you guys need to understand, even if a bitch is dopey, even if she is dopey, I need to make a left here. Even if the bitch is young, dumb, and dopey, eventually that dopiness will go away, okay? And when that dopiness goes away, a Ukrainian woman is gonna be like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm a fucking model. I'm like a dime piece. What the fuck am I doing with this fucking incel, you know? So eventually, guys, Ukrainian woman will wisen up when she realizes she had been duped in a bad deal. Like I said in one of my last videos, when I see a hot Ukrainian woman walking around with an incel, the incel is looking at me, you know? She's like taking selfies and being all dopey. He's looking at me like, yeah, dude, I know. She's better than me. Now keep on moving, motherfucker. So this is what I'm saying for you MGTOW guys out there. You're good looking, you got your money right. These Ukrainian hoes, they should be simping for you. Because what's the alternative, huh? Ask a Ukrainian bitch, what's the alternative? You're gonna get in a relationship with a man who's gonna beat the shit out of you? You're gonna get into a relationship with a man who's gonna take your money? You're going to get in a relationship with an ancient nigger. You're going to get knocked up by a guy who's going to make your life a living hell again. The woman who left Ukraine had nothing to do with the war. Look around, you guys. Look, construction is all over Lviv, man. There is no reason for a woman to leave Ukraine. The woman who left Ukraine, they did it so they can legally get out of an abusive relationship, take their children with them. So when you are, again, a good-looking MGTOW man, you're not an alcoholic, you're not abusive, you got your money right, and you ain't an ancient nigger, these hoes should be doing triple monkey backflips for you like Coach Greg Adams says, okay, guys? So that's my video for you today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.